Okay, then we're up to the first piece in the Shvilei Pinchas on Megillas Esther. We learned five pieces on Chodesh Adar. We learned five pieces on Amalek. And now we're up to our first piece in the section on the Megillah. Okay? Chevra, listen to this. He starts with a quote from the Chassam Sofer. Okay? We're only going to do the whole piece today. We don't have time for it. It's a long piece. The Chassam Sofer writes in his Drashos, I have to read you the words because you're not going to believe it. She'or Kadosh HaKalul B'Megillah. The light, the kedusha of the Megillah, who mamish yoser gadol v'nichbad mitoraseinu hakadosha ba'atzma. The kedusha and the aura of the Megillah is greater than the kedusha of the Torah itself. Now you'll say, "Oh, he's exaggerating." When a tzaddik says the word mamish, he's not exaggerating; he means it. Sheor kadosh hakalul b'Megillah, who mamish yoser gadol v'nichbad mitoraseinu hakadosha ba'atzma. The Chassam Sofer said this. But the light on the Kedusha of the Megillah is greater than Torah's Moshe Rabbeinu. And Torah's Hashem. So says Rav Pinchas Friedman, two questions. Aleph, what on earth is the source for that? And two, even if it's true, what does that mean? I mean, where did the Chassam Sofer have the courage to say such a thing? How could he say such a thing? What's the source and what does it even mean? What does it mean the Megillah is greater than Torah? What does that even mean? Assuming it's true. So he quotes for us a very interesting sefer called Tur Barekis. What? What's the name of that sefer? I'll write it on the board. There's a sefer called Tur Barekis. Those words actually appear in this week's parsha when it's describing the different stones on the Choshen. One of the Turim, one of the rows, Barekis is a type of stone. Okay? The Tur Barekis was written by a student of Rav Chaim Vital. Yeah. That what? Oh, so that's exactly what we're about to go into. Good. Excellent. The Tur Barekis was a student of Rav Chaim Vital. His name was Rav Chaim HaKohen. A student of Rav Chaim Vital, of course, who was the student of the Arizal. The Tur Barekis is a very unique sefer that combines halacha and very deep pnimius. So in the Tur Barekis, which is a very chashuv sefer, the Sar Shalom of Bells, he writes here, used to learn it before every Yom Tov. To understand some of the oros and the secrets of the Yom Tov. The Tur Barekis quotes the Gemara that Rami was just alluding to, which is the Halach in Shulchan Aruch, which is what? Listen to the words. Megillah daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Mivatlin Talmud Torah Lishmoa Mikra Megillah. A person has to stop learning Torah. Again, the Chassam Sofer said the Megillah is greater than Torah. The Or and the Kedusha of the Megillah is greater than the Torah. Well, that's maybe reflected in a Gemara and a Halacha that says that we're mevatlin Talmud Torah, we stop learning Torah, in order to come and hear Kriyas HaMegillah. And everyone wants to understand, what? Why is that called Bittul Torah? Isn't the Megillah also Torah? Everyone wants to know. The Rashash in the back of the Gemara is busy with that question. There's a tshuva from Ephraim Zalman Margolius called the Beis Ephraim is busy with that question. Everyone's trying to figure out, what does this Gemara and Megillah Dav Gimel Amud Aleph even mean? Mevatlin Talmud Torah, Uvan Lishma Mikra Megillah, why is listening to Megillah a Bittul Torah? So the very strong and very deep way to learn it is what we're about to learn. Mevatlin Talmud Torah means the Megillah is so great that it negates Torah. It's bigger than Torah. Why? Because the Megillah, I'll read you his words in a second, let me just say what he's about to say. Megillah is the Chochma Elyona. And Torah is a diluted version of the Chochma Elyona. Megillah is the Chachma Elyona, the supernal wisdom, so to speak, Torah at its root, and the Torah as we have it is a diluted version, is a watered-down version. It's not the full thing. The Megillah comes from the place of the real thing. Megillah is Torah at its root, as opposed to what? As opposed to Torah as we have it, which is a watered-down version of Torah. Ki hinei, here's what he writes, I'm going to read you his words. You can take it. Ki hinei amru chachamim zichronam levracha, Noveles Chochma Shomala Torah. The Medrash says that an unripened version of the Chochma Elyona is Torah. Our Torah is like practice compared to the real stuff. When Mashiach comes, then we're going to get the real stuff. But our Torah is what? Is like an unripened fruit compared to the real fruit. That's what the Medrash says. V'hine inyan ha-megillah hu min ha-chochma shel ma'ala. But the Megillah itself, the 167 psukim of Megillas Esther, that is the Chochma Elyona. That's it. That's Torah at its root. That's what Torah of Mashiach is going to look like. That's why Purim lasts forever, friends. That's why Megillas Esther, the Rambam says, lasts forever. It takes us to Mashiach because it's Mashiach Torah. And therefore, Mevatlin Talmud Torah. When you read the Megillah, it's not Bittul Torah, but it negates, it makes Torah look childish. That's how chashuv the Megillah is. It's Mevatel the Torah. It's such a powerful thing. Lachain Odiv Tvei, it's Chochma Elyona, and therefore it's much greater than the Torah itself. And that's why at Kabbalah Satorah, he says, maybe that's the pshat, when Hashem comes down to Har Sinai, it says, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. So you'll say, what? That's a Yerida? How could God coming to this world to give us the Torah be called the Yerida? That's the biggest Aliyah. No. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, Kabbalah Satorah had an element of Yerida to it. You know why? Because Hashem took the Torah at its root in Shemayim, and He brought it down, He diluted it to give it to us. Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. There was a Yerida. Hashem had to take the Torah and bring it down a few notches, because to give us the real thing would have been overwhelming. Says the Torah Barakas, the Megillah is the real thing. That's unbelievable. Megillah is the supernal wisdom, the Chachmel Yonah, the Torah of Mashiach. What we're going to be zocheh to, Amir Tzashem Lasid Lava. It's an amazing idea. And that's what the Arizal also writes. The Arizal says, in his writings on Purim, in the Pri Etz Chaim, and in the Shara Kavanos, that on Purim, Mizgala Ur HaChochma Atzmo, Beli Levush. Very Kabbalistic language. But on Purim, the light reveals itself without any garments. Again, when we read our Torah, it's wrapped in many, many layers of garments, many layers of concealment, of tzimtzum, of yurida, of shrinking down the Torah to make it palatable, so to speak, for us. But lasid lavo in the future, we're going to get the real stuff, the Chochma Elyona, the Torah at its core, at its essence. And the Megillah is a taste of the future. The Megillah is a taste of lasid lavo. And that's what the Chassam Sofer means. That the Or and the Kedusha of the Megillah is even greater than the Torah itself. Because the Torah is, again, the Torah as we have it, is an immature and unripe version of the true Torah of Lasid Lava. The Medrash says, on the words, Elim Shishim Atudim Shishim, describing different animals, Kivasim Shishim. The Medrash says, what's Shishim? Why 60? Keneged Shishim Ribo, corresponding to the 60,000 people of Jewish people. 60 times 10,000, 600,000. So corresponding to the Jewish people, that's why the number 60 is important. And then the Medrash says, here's the key point, Ukeneged Sod Shechashbono Shishim. When the Psukim, the Medrash in Bamidbar, on the words Elim Shishim, Atudim Shishim, Kivasim Shishim, yeah, when it talks about different animals, and it says, Shishim, 60. What does 60 remind us of? 60 reminds us, says the Medrash, Keneged Sod. It corresponds to Sod, the secret. Shechashbono Shishim. Whose calculation is 60. However, what's the gematria of the word Sod? 70. So what's the Medrash saying? The Medrash says, Shishim, 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 corresponds to Sod, Shechesh Bono, whose calculation is 60. How is Sod Gematria? Cheshbon means Gematria, no? Sod, Cheshbono, Shishim? What does it mean that the secret, the Sod, its calculation is 60? Because Sod doesn't equal Gematria 60, Sod is 70. So he explains beautifully. That Medrash that we quoted a moment ago, that again describes the different unripe versions of something and its full version, gives many examples. So for example, the Medrash says, death and sleep have a relationship. Sleep is a 60th of death, exactly. Nevuah and dreams have a relationship. A dream is a 60th of a nevuah. Yeah? Olam Haba and Shabbos have a relationship. Shabbos is a taste of Olam Haba, is a 60th of Olam Haba. Yeah, it's also Gemara and Brachos, that's correct. The Medrash then mentions two other things. It doesn't specifically tell us a 60th, But the assumption that we're going to make, and that Pinchas Friedman makes, based on a comment from the Ostrovser, who we mentioned a couple weeks ago with the two fish, the Ostrovser said, it must be that all the examples in this Medrash are a 60th. So when we say that Torah, right, is an unripe version of the Chochmah Elyona, it means that our Torah is what? Is a 60th of the Torah of the future. So maybe that's the secret of this Medrash. Keneged Sod, Shechezbono Shishim. It corresponds, 60 corresponds to what? To the secret. Sod is not Gematria 60. What does that mean? No, the answer is, our Torah is only a 60th of the secret Torah that's going to come in the future. Our Torah is 1/60th of the Torah of the future. The same way that a dream is a 60th of Nevuah, and sleep is a 60th of death, our Torah is a 60th of the Torah of the future. The Rokeach says it explicitly, that our Torah is 1/60th. It's so diluted, it's only 1/60th of the Torah of the future. So my friends, what do we usually say when we say that something is 1/60th? If a drop of milk falls into your chicklet soup, it's batel b'shishim, which means that our Torah is going to be batel lasid level. The Torah of the future is going to be so powerful that it's going to negate our Torah. And therefore, since the Megillah is a taste of the future, mevatlin Talmud Torah, lishmoa mikra Megillah, the Megillah is 60 times more powerful than the Torah itself. And therefore, we negate the Torah in order to what? In order to cure Kriyas HaMegillah. It's unbelievable. It's an amazing idea. He says, this is what the Medrash means, that Sod is Chesbono Shishim. Sod equals 60. What does that mean? The secret equals 60? The word Sod is Gematria 70. So he says, no. The secret is that our Torah is only 1/60th of the Torah of the future. That is the secret. The Medrash says, listen to these words, Ki Torah, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Ki Torah me'iti teitzei. The Torah will come from me. Says the Medrash, Torah chadasha me'iti teitzei. It's hard to believe this Medrash. I'll say it again. The Medrash in Vayikra Rabba says, on the pasuk in Yeshaya, Torah me'iti teitzei, Torah comes from me. That makes sense. God says Torah comes from me. The Medrash says, Torah chadasha, a new Torah, me'iti teitzei, from me will emerge. Right? This is a great Medrash for Christians. No, what's it talking about? The New Testament? What's it talking about? A new Torah is going to come from me. What's the Medrash talking about? It's against one of the 13 principles of faith, that the Torah is never going to be exchanged. The answer is, not that it's going to be a new Torah, right? But it's going to be what? It's going to seem like a completely new Torah to us because it's going to be so much deeper than the Torah that we have now. So next time you're learning Bava Kamma and you feel frustrated, like, what's the point of all this? Just realize you're learning a very, very watered-down version of Bava Kamma. The real version doesn't have oxen and shores, you know, oxen and cows, shore and chamor and para banging into each other. Right? It's much deeper than that. Our Torah is a watered-down version, which again is still very, it's the Torah. Right? But it's nothing, it's batel compared to the real Torah of the future, the Torah's Mashiach. Which the tzaddikim say, the chassidus is. Chassidus on the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov is, again, a glimpse into that light of the future. And the Megillah, not having the name of Hashem in it, is also, again, is a little bit of that light of the future. And that's what it means, a new Torah is going to come from me. Torah Chadasha, me'iti, from me, says Hashem, the real stuff, the Chochmah Elyona. The Gemara says in Tanis, Lo hayu yamim tovim li Yisrael. What are the two best yamim tovim? Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av. Yeah, so Gemara says, Mishnah says, Mishnah and Tanis, Gemara and Tanis. It says there is no Yom Tov as good for the Jewish people as Tu B'Av. Okay, listen to this. The Bnei Yisachar gives the following explanation, based on a comment from the Apter Rav, the Ohev Yisrael. What is Tu B'Av? It's one of the most strange, mysterious Yom Tovim that exists in the summer. I'm just trying to figure out. And the Gemara says it's the best. Tu B'Av, wow, it's the greatest. There's nothing as good as Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av. Yom Kippur was the day we got the second Luchos. That's the day we got the Torah. What's Tu B'Av? Says the Apter Rav, and Rav Pinchas Friedman is going to say his own Chiddush based on this. Tu B'Av. Tesvav, right? Tu B'Av. Tesvav, B'Alef Beis. Tesvav Ba'alef is. What is the 15th? Tesvav is 15. What's the 15th letter of the Aleph is? Samach, 60. So the Apter Rav says there's no day as great as Tu Ba'av, as the 15th letter of Av, of Aleph Beis, of the Aleph Beis, which is the letter Samach. What are you talking about? So the Bnei Yisrael explains, the Apter Rav meant, the Gemara says that in the future Hashem is going to make a circle. You know this Gemara? And all the tzaddikim, all the tzaddikim are going to sit in this circle, and Hashem himself is going to be sitting, kiviyachal, in the middle. And everyone's going to point to Hashem, right? And this is, Zeh Yom Kivinu Lach, this is the Nagil of Anismach Abach, yeah? Zeh Hashem Kivinu Lach. This is the moment we've been waiting for. And all the tzaddikim being in a circle means everyone's going to be equidistant from Hashem. So there's no day as great as Tu Ba'av, says the After of. The letter Samach is a circle. There's nothing as great as that moment in the future when all the Jews are going to sit, all the tzaddikim are going to sit in a circle, and Hashem is going to be in the middle. That's what the After of says. Okay. But says Rav Pinchas Rivan, now we understand. There's nothing as great as the day of the Samach. What does that mean, the day of the Samach? The day of 60? What does that mean? The day when we finally get the real Torah. And the real Torah, the Torah of the future, is what? Is 60 times the Torah that we have today. Yom Kippur is a great day. You know why? Because we got the Torah. We got the second Luchos. But Tu B'Av, the day we're going to get the Samach, the day we're going to get the Torah that's 60 times greater, that's going to be a really great day. Lo hayu yamim tovim li Yisra. Like Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av. The Gemara says, Ein Tov el Torah. There's never been a Yom Tov, in the most literal sense. Tov means Torah. There's never been a Yom Tov, there's never been a day of Torah as great as what? As Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av. Yom Kippur means the day we actually got the second Luchos. And Tu B'Av is hinting to the fact that what? There's a time in the future we're going to get another Torah that's 60 times as powerful as that Torah that we got on Yom Kippur. The second Luchos that Moshe gave us on Yom Kippur. That's what it means. There's no Yom Tov. Ein Tov el Torah, the Gemara says. There's no Tov like the Tov that comes from what? From the Torah of the future. Okay? Chavra, two more points. And then we'll stop for today. The Medrash says that all of the holidays in the future are going to be batel, except for Purim. That Purim is going to come and be mevatel, but not, that's a bad way to say it. That all of the Yom Tov, Mashiach comes, all of the Yom Tov are going to be batel. The only Yom Tov we take into the future is Purim. Again, it's part of that Megillah being beyond this world. So the Bnei Yisrael explains, it doesn't mean that the Yom Tov are going to cease to exist. It's not that we're going to get rid of Pesach. It's not that we're going to get rid of these other Yom Tovim. Right? It just means that the celebration of Mashiach is going to be so profound that it's going to overshadow all of the Yom Tovim. With one exception. There's one Yom Tov that we already have, which is already on the level of Mashiach. What Yom Tov is that? Purim. So when the Medrash says that Pesach and Sukkot are going to be batel, it doesn't mean batel. It doesn't mean they're going to cancel them completely. It just means that the power, the energy, the Kedusha of Mashiach is going to be so great that the other things are going to be batel b'shishim. Right? The 60 times the strength of the Torah of the future is going to make the other things look as if they cannot, don't exist. But not Purim. Because Purim is already a Yom Tov of the future. Megillah is already the Torah of the future. And therefore, it's never going to be batel. The Arizal writes, Hinei ha'arizos, the light that emerges from Purim, lo ha'isa lo b'shabis, v'lo b'yam tovim, el b'purim levad. The only Yom Tov that's as bright, la'ihudim ha'isa, ora. The only Yom Tov that's this bright is Purim. And therefore, when Mashiach comes, everything else is going to be overshadowed. Purim's not going to be overshadowed. Purim's going to have a place by Mashiach. You know why? Because Purim already is a taste of that world of Mashiach. When the Torah of Mashiach, which is 60 times stronger, comes to this world, Purim is going to be able to hang on. I just realized something now. I remember I was at the mikvah this time of the year, last year, or 2 years ago. Was it a leap year last year? When was 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
Must have been 2 years ago. And I was at this mikvah in Tenafly, by Chabad. So this Lubavitcher was going to the mikvah, and he told me afterwards, he said, the Lubavitcher Rebbe says that a double adar is very chashuv. So why? He says, because if you have two adars, right, if 2 months, so that's 60 days, which means that it's batal b'shishim, that everything's batal and adar. Okay, 60 days of adar, batal b'shishim. But that's exactly the svar. Why are there two adars? There's two adars, there's 60 days of adar, because adar, again, is that time where what? Where we take things 60 times greater than everything else. But the Torah of Adar, the Torah of the Megillah, mevatlin Talmud Torah, huvan l'shmo amikra Megillah. And the Megillah is mevatl everything else. Chaver, it's a big paradox. I gave a shiur on it yesterday at Stern. The Megillah, that it doesn't have Hashem's name in it, is the holiest book ever. How could that be? Okay, Ayin Shom. Right? Strange. You could argue it's the least holy book. It doesn't even have God's name in it. Right? But it's the holiest book ever. It's mamish holier than the Torah itself. And the last point that he makes, at least for today, and we'll stop with this, he says, if you look in the Megillah, the word Yehudim is spelled with an extra yud sometimes. You notice that? It's spelled Yehudiyim, with two yuds. Right? After the Dalet, two yud. Yud, yud, mem. Yehudim. But it's spelled with an extra yud. How many times in the Megillah does that happen? Says Rav Pinchas Friedman, six times. Six extra yuds. It's not how you spell Yehudim. You spell Yehudim. Yud, hey, vav, dalet, yud, mem. What's yud, yud, mem? What is that? What are these six extra yuds? So says Rav Pinchas Friedman, very simple. Six extra yuds, six times yud, six times ten is 60. And again, it also alludes to the fact that realize that the sefer that you're holding in your hand, the scroll that you're holding in your hand, that Megillah, is mamish, a taste of something that's completely beyond. It gives us access to something. Again, our Torah is only 1/60th of the Megillah. And now we understand what the Chassam Sofer said. The Chassam Sofer wasn't joking when he said that the light and the Kedusha of the Megillah is mamish, even greater than the Torah Seinu HaKadosh Ba'atzma. Okay? That's the first half of this piece, and we'll stop here. He goes on to talk about Torah Shabbat Peh and its connection to this, but the first half is unbelievable. Again, how can we not be besimcha and purim when you realize you're holding, you're mamish experiencing something lost in love? It's the world of Mashiach. It's an amazing thing. Okay, we should be zochet to appreciate the gift of Megillah Esther.